Hello, and welcome back to Koala Moon, a podcast of original children's bedtime stories and meditation, designed to make bedtime a dream. We're giving a mighty wave and welcome shout out today to two new subscribers. That's Reed in Washington State, who listens with his siblings Jonah, Nell, and Skylar, and a little fan of the Teddy Bear's Picnic story. That's you, Presley. Thanks for saving up to subscribe and for being such warm-hearted fans of the pod and our stories. As you've been listening a while, you'll know that we were once called Coco Sleep, but not anymore. Many of you, and I mean many of you, have been asking why on earth we changed our name from Coco Sleep to Koala Moon. Well, tonight, as promised, if you snuggle up, I will tell you. It all started when Coco mentioned the Koala Moon to me. He said as much as his bedtime stories helped all of you drift off to sleep, really, it was the Koala Moon that did it, and so that should be the show's name instead. Naturally, I asked him, what's the Koala Moon? Is it any different to the regular moon? He said, sort of, but it's also the same. And then he told me this story, and tonight I'm going to tell it to you. Parents, Koala Moon is now available on Story Button, the easiest way to listen to Koala Moon and many other great kid podcasts without having to use your phone or tablet to play the episodes. Save $10 this month when you use the code KOALA at storybutton.com. Listen to all your favourite bedtime stories and more without using a screen. Learn more at storybutton.com. So get comfy, scrunch up your face, and then let it all relax. Wiggle your fingers and toes, even your eyebrows, and then just relax and flop back into your mattress. Take a lovely deep breath in, and whoosh it out, and in again, and out again. And then when you're ready, I'm going to begin. This is Coco and the Koala Moon by Susanna McLaughlin. In the heart of Sleepy Forest stands a little wooden cabin. This little cabin has stood there for years, being bathed in sunshine, drummed by rain, and washed in the light of the moon. Within the cabin live a family of koalas, and one little panda too. The littlest koala is named Coco. For years, when the sun began to set, the little koala would yawn and rub his eyes with his paws, and everyone would know it was bedtime. Coco would be bathed in the bubbliest of baths. He would be given a mug of hot, frothy cocoa, and he'd be tucked up in woolly blankets and told a story. This story was sometimes told by his dad, sometimes by his mum, sometimes by Grandma, and sometimes by Auntie Shirley, if she was stopping by in between one of her whirlwind adventures. The night that Coco learned about the Koala Moon, it was told by his grandpa. Coco was little then, not much more than a baby. His brown eyes were especially big and sparkled especially bright when he was sleepy. Grandad pulled up a chair to the side of Coco's bed and flopped down into it with a sigh, taking off his glasses to polish them with his handkerchief. He leafed through the books in Coco's bookshelf and asked the little koala what adventure he wanted to take that night. Would it be exploring the high seas with Atticus the pirate? Flying broomsticks with a magical pair of wizarding twins? Or a simple walk in the park with a couple of friendly dogs? Coco yawned a little tired yawn once more and blinked slowly. "Something different, please, Grandad," he said. "Something new." And so Grandad looked around, racking his brains for something new. His gaze fell out the window and into the sky, where the moon hung round and watchful, sending a gentle silver glow across Sleepy Forest to glint gently against Grandad's round-framed glasses. Have you heard the one about the koala moon? Grandad asked Coco. Coco shook his head almost imperceptibly as he settled deeper into his pillow. Well, here's how it goes, Grandad said. Every night, as the world falls still, the sky pinkens and darkens up until the koala moon begins to rise. It yawns and opens up its eyes. If you look very close at the moon above, you'll see someone looking back with love, with two big eyes and a gentle smile. It's the koala on the moon, come to stay a while. The koala watches over sleepy heads as they're all tucked up warm in their cozy beds. She wraps the world in a gentle glow that says, calm down, it's time to be slow. It's time to let your worries float away. It's time to say good night to the day. Drift into dreams and start to snore as the koala moon shines brighter than ever before. Grandad looked down at tiny baby Coco, ready to continue his story, but Coco was already fast asleep, snoring ever so gently and smiling softly. He looked up to the moon and wished it a good night. In the little koala's dreams, a moon was beginning to rise. It was just like our moon, but a little different. It was the shape of three intertwining circles, a round face and two round ears. It was silver, just like ours, and it had craters on it, but its face was much clearer. There were two smiling eyes, a round velvety nose, and a soft pink smile, beaming down at the world. The moon was just like ours, yes, but it was just a little more clearly a koala. Coco sat up in his soft bed and rested his elbows on the windowsill. He looked down at his paws and giggled at how the light from the koala moon turned his fur extra silver and seemed to shimmer and sparkle as he moved his hands up and down. He gazed up at the moon, which seemed to float closer to Earth than ever before. Good evening, Koala Moon, he called. Good evening, Coco, she called back. Coco gasped, realizing that the moon had heard him all the way from space. Can you hear me? He asked. The Koala Moon giggled, her laugh as melodic and light as the twinkles coming from the stars. Yes, Coco, she said. It's such a peaceful and beautifully still night that I can hear you perfectly. Coco grinned. Are there not still spaceships zipping about up there, and satellites bleeping and blooping, and shooting stars squealing by? The koala moon paused to listen to the sounds of space, then shook her head. Nope, she said. It's utterly peaceful, completely, beautifully quiet. Coco nodded. Apart from the usual soft trill of crickets and the gentle creaks and rustles of the old moonlit trees, sleepy forest was silent too. Can you see the whole of Sleepy Forest from up there? He asked. In fact, I bet you can see the whole world from up there. Only the parts where my moon night falls, the koala moon said. Only the places where it's night time. But yes, I can see a lot. I can see all of the sleepy little creatures tucked up in Sleepy Forest. I can see Fudge the sloth snoozing in a tree, and Whiskers, Pebbles, and Paws the little otters floating down Sleepy River on their backs. I can see lots of little cabins where little night lights shine and little glow-in-the-dark stars gleam on the ceilings. It really is peaceful. And that's thanks to me. That's my job, Coco, you see. I hang up here in the sky and shine across the world, making everybody sleepy. If I wasn't here, Munchie would still be riding around on his pizza-mobile. Hector and Sunny would still be digging in the garden, and Disco would be out dancing. But when they see me, everybody begins to yawn. They know it's time to cuddle up, snuggle down, and begin to dream. Coco smiled. Just like every night? He asked. Just like every night. From then on, every time Coco saw the silver, shining moon, he'd send a sleepy smile to the koala he knew lived on its face. And sometimes, when he needed it, he spoke to her again. It made him feel safe and loved to know she was always watching over him. One night, when Coco was older and had just gotten his pink ukulele, he slipped into another dream and once again looked up to the koala moon. He sat on a little wooden rowboat amongst golden fireflies and wrote a twinkling lullaby. The notes drifted all the way up on the soft, warm breeze to the koala moon, who thanked Coco for his song. You must get tired of having songs written about you, Coco chuckled. And the moon giggled but said no. She'd never tire of hearing people sing about her. In another dream, an even older Coco took a trip in his Auntie Shirley's rocket and twirled and whirled around the koala moon, making her laugh as he did loop-the-loops and floated mid-air in his spacesuit. One night, in the run-up to his first day at Kookaburra Kindy, a little tiny Coco tossed and turned until he fell into a dream where the koala moon was in the sky, hanging her washing amongst the stars. Excuse me, he called to the koala moon. She smiled down at him, never too busy to make time for her little koala friend. I don't think I'll be able to sleep very soundly tonight, he said. I'm going to Kookaburra Kindy tomorrow, and I'm a little bit scared. What if no one likes me? What if I'm not smart enough or arty enough or not good enough at sports? The koala moon shushed Coco with a smile. It's okay to be nervous, Coco. She frowned. When I come out at night, I try to bring peace and quiet and sleepiness. But some people say nighttime can also bring a little worry. Some people find that without the busyness of the day, their heads can get a little busy and full, and they start thinking about what might happen tomorrow. But Coco, everything is going to be okay. If you ever feel unsure, I want you to look at me and remember that you're a smart koala. You're a brave koala. And you're going to do your best. And if things go wrong, I'll see you tomorrow night. And we can just giggle about it then, okay? Coco nodded. Okay. Every time he looked up at the moon from then on, he imagined her telling him those things. He would even repeat them to himself. He would say, I'm a smart koala. I'm a brave koala. And I'm going to do my best. Everything is going to be okay. And everything was okay. The night after Coco started Kookaburra Kindy, he looked up at the koala moon from a dream drifting amongst marshmallow clouds and laughed. He told her he'd met a little hedgehog called Prickles and a little chameleon called Camo, who he thought he'd be friends with forever. He told her that they sang songs and played games and made up stories. He told her about how he got finger paint all over his fur and everybody thought he looked funny. The koala moon grinned and said she'd have found that funny too. The night that Coco's new adopted sister, Kira, arrived at his house, Coco looked at the moon again. He had a very important question to ask her. When he drifted off and found himself floating on a lilo in a swimming pool made of hot cocoa, he looked up and once again the koala moon was up there, humming to herself and knitting a scarf from the smudgy trails of the Milky Way. Koala moon, he asked, and she looked down at him over her soft nose. Oh, hey, Coco, she said. What's up? I was just wondering, Coco asked, taking a sip of the mug of hot chocolate he was holding in his paw. You're the koala moon, right? So you watch over me. But I have a new sister now, and she's a panda. Will you look over her too? The koala moon laughed. Yes, Coco, I will look over Kira. I look over anybody who needs me, she said. In fact, she's just drifting off now. Here she comes. Coco heard a whee and saw his sister riding down the curling water slide to land in the hot chocolate pool. This is the best dream ever, she called, waving to Coco as she paddled in the warm chocolate. Sometimes Coco would see the moon in the daytime. You know, when the sky is a gentle blue and the sun is behind a cloud and you look up to see a little sliver of moon and wonder what she's doing up. Coco knew what she was doing up. The koala moon was just popping by to check everyone was doing okay. Sometimes he'd see her on an afternoon when something wasn't going so well, when he was finding class hard or when he couldn't win a game or when he'd just woken up wrong and everything was making him grumpy. He'd glimpse the koala moon and know that she was trying to tell him that everything would be fine. He'd then look at himself in the mirror and say, I'm a smart koala. I'm a brave koala. And I'm going to do my best. Everything is going to be okay. And it always was. He asked his granddad once whether he ever spoke to the koala moon, and he said yes. He said he even sang to her sometimes. He said he'd looked up at the koala moon the day he graduated Koala College and known he was on the right path. He said he'd asked Grandma if she'd marry him under the koala moon, and he swore he heard the moon cheer when she said yes. He even said that the day Coco was born, the koala moon was full and bright in the sky above the hospital. One night, after Coco and his friends had spent the evening at the Sleepy Forest Circus, they were sitting on the front porch of the koala's cabin, wrapped in blankets and sipping hot cocoa. Coco looked up at the moon and waved. "Do you see the face on the moon?" he asked his friends. They squinted up at the shining orb in the sky and all murmured and nodded and hummed in agreement. "Do you know that face belongs to a koala?" Coco said. "It's the koala moon. She's always watching over us and making sure we're okay." His sister Kira wrinkled her little panda nose and asked if he was sure it was a koala moon. She thought it was a panda. Prickles the hedgehog giggled. He said he'd always known that as the hedgehog on the moon. Didn't they see its snuffly little pointed nose? Camo grinned and said he thought the face on the moon was a chameleon. He pointed to a constellation of twirling stars. "Those there make up his tail." From his rocking chair, Coco's granddad chuckled. "Humans even call it the man on the moon," he said. "But whoever's right, everyone has one thing in common. The moon is always there, watching over us and letting us know that it's time to go to bed. And we know that we can yawn and cuddle and drift off to dreamland, safe and loved, as long as the moon is up above." Coco asked Grandad if he could tell them the story again, just like he told Coco all those years ago. Grandad nodded and began, "Every night as the world falls still, the sky pinkens and darkens up until the koala moon begins to rise. It yawns and opens up its eyes. If you look very close at the moon above, you'll see someone looking back with love. With two big eyes and a gentle smile, it's the koala on the moon, come to stay a while. The koala watches over sleepy little heads as they're tucked up warm in their little beds. She wraps the world in a gentle glow that says, 'Calm down, it's time to be slow. It's time to let your worries float away. It's time to say good night to the day. Drift into dreams and start to snore as the koala moon shines brighter than ever before. Up on her surface, glowing like pearl, there are little creatures beginning to stir. All the way up in twinkling space, little koalas run across the moon's face. Little fuzzy creatures, all silver and small, live in her craters, playing chase and moon ball. Whilst the earth koalas are tucked up tight, the moon koalas play all through the night. The koala moon smiles as she watches over us all, every human and creature, whether big or small. From the koalas in space to the ones on the earth, all the children in bed, from London to Perth. She rolls around the stars and sings from the sky, making friends with comets as they rush by. She chats to the sun and says hi to rockets, handing out candy she keeps in her pockets. She sends out her love into the whole of space with a gentle smile on her koala face. If you listen carefully when it comes to bedtime, she'll read you a story, a poem, or rhyme. She'll send you to places far, far away with stories that lead you to dreams, then to day. If she's not there in the morning, don't you worry. When the sun goes down, she'll be back in a hurry. For now, she'll be sleeping in her own starry bed, knowing that you are watching out for her instead. When he finished his story, he smiled to see Coco, Kira, Prickles and Camo all snoozing where they sat. He looked up at the koala moon and winked. "You've worked your magic again," he said, and the koala moon winked back. So, that's the story of why Coco Sleep became Koala Moon. Because Coco thought we should all know about the Koala Moon. Because she helps him sleep easy every single night. And she might help you too. The Koala Moon is out there right now, shining on the world and bathing it in calm. Can you feel her? Her twinkly eyes shining in the sky, her big velvety nose and little peaceful smile, letting you know that you are loved and safe and sleepy. Every time you look at the moon, give her a wave and remind yourself, I am safe. I am loved. I am sleepy under the koala moon.